Continuing with Asma'ul Husna, today we will look at the attribute of Al-Majid. Now, in language, Majd is glory, which when combined with good deeds, then a person's prestige is enhanced, so he's called glorious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most majestic and glorious. And in the meaning of Al-Majid, there are two elements. One is his majesty, or his power, which keeps him above and beyond any attempt to reach him, and for which he is respected, and there is a feeling of awesomeness, of fear, positive fear. The other is his glory and honor, as shown in his beautiful actions and states, for which he is praised and loved. Allah is glorious and majestic in the whole of his creation and beyond. None can reach him, no power can touch him. Yet as he is so close to his abd, he is closer than their own souls. His love and compassion for them is far greater than their own care for themselves. His bounties are infinite. There is no end to his rahmah. His state is pure perfection, and his acts are pure wisdom. Very often the Qur'an is known as Qur'an al-Majid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by it. He says, "Wal Qur'an al-Majid" in Surah Al-Qaf. And it is Majid because of the abundance of wealth of knowledge, ethics, sublime objectives it contains, and due to the benefits it contains, so it's beneficial for the human being in the life of this world and in the life of the hereafter. If you want to, in a nutshell, when you think about Al-Majid, it's literally a combination of the majestic, which is Al-Jaleel, the bestower Al-Wahhab, and the generous Al-Kareem. It is so beautiful. You know, Al-Majid is seen in that which is noble in its essence, beautiful in its acts, and generous in its gifts. I'll repeat that again, because the moment you think of Al-Majid, you must think of nobility, beauty of actions, and generosity in gifts, even as nobility of essence when joined to goodness in deeds is glory. So Allah is called glorious. And then when you add the generosity, the karama, it's just one of the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when applies Al-Majid to his or her life, then Abdul Majid is one whose character and morals are perfected. This is a person who again has nobility, whose actions as such are so beautiful because the intentions are beautiful, and the person shows generosity as well. They are virtuous through the virtues of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, if you find that you have skin ailments, then fast during the 13th, 14th, and 15th of the lunar month, and at iftar time recite Ya Majid, and inshallah it will help with skin ailments, yeah, like psoriasis and eczema and so on. And even those who have heart disease and depression will be helped by this. Again, I repeat, fast on the lunar months, on the 13th, 14th, and 15th, the middle three days, and then when you're doing your iftar, when you're breaking your fast, recite Ya Majid 100 times and see the difference it makes. It's a glorious name, absolutely wonderful.